Vegas Golden Podcast. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Justin Emerson, and we are brought to you by the Credit One Bank Vegas Born Card, the credit card perfect for passionate Vegas Golden Knights fans. The Golden Knights headed to Canada this week. Seems like they've been home forever. That is coming to an end. Not at full strength, but still looking pretty good. Only one loss in the last, what, has it been like 10?
10 games.
11 games now. So everything looking pretty peachy for the Vegas Golden Knights, who go 3-1, as we both said they would. I missed the team they lost to on last week's podcast.
The Sabres.
Yeah.
The Kings.
I was gonna pick the Kings. I think you could listen back and hear this. I think you talked me out of it a little bit. You said they traded away everyone. I agreed. I was like, all right, I got to find another loss. But it was the Kings that downed them 4-1 in kind of a strange game. But I think that's just a blip on what has been a real steady climb to the Golden Knights, who now sit in first in the Pacific by 5 points.
By
2 points?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
2 points up on the Oilers.
2 points. All right, 2 points on the Oilers. My bad. Maybe I was looking between Edmonton and Calgary. Anyway, we're recording on a Wednesday, and that is the story right now.
Yes, it is. That's the main story. Second, though, is just a quick little tangent I want to go on. At the start of this, we considered having a camera in the room while we were recording these podcasts and putting it up on your YouTube page. And today, particularly, I'm glad that that's not happening because I was off today, so I came in. I am currently wearing a Lady and the Tramp t-shirt with a flat-billed cactus ball cap and shorts, and Case is in a suit. So it's a very different juxtaposition of what we're both wearing right now. So
I didn't notice the shirt, actually. I like the hat, though.
It was a shirt that I wore when the wife and I went to Disneyland, Lady and the Tramp. She wore the lady shirt. I wore the tramp shirt. Very cute.
Over the All-Star break, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So anyway, you've got our big subscriber event tonight, so you're dressed very well. Nobody would have known if I didn't say anything. But yes, anyway, Golden Knights. they've won 9 out of 10. They're rolling. They have been the best team on paper in the Western Conference for quite a long time and are now looking like the best team in the Western Conference. On the ice. So that's what you want if you're a Golden Knights fan. They are looking great and are about to go on a pretty big road trip. Schedule doesn't get easier the rest of the way. They've got 14 games left, one against a team that is not in the playoff hunt right now. So they don't have an easy game the rest of the way, and you could argue that's what you want going into the postseason.
Yeah, we'll see where they're at after this stretch. Never easy, this Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton run. I think the travel's gotten to a lot of teams where they play a little bit down, especially on the second night. They have a night in between Winnipeg and Calgary, but I think people just see Canada and maybe even Western Canada and assume that it's not that bad, but there is a lot of distance between these cities. So
yes.
I think Winnipeg to Calgary is like I don't know, a whole it's in kilometers right now, 1,300 kilometers, which I don't even know what that means because I'm unsophisticated. But so that's a tough
807 miles.
All right, 800. I was gonna say 600 miles. So even I was underestimating it. That's a tough turnaround, especially Calgary is gonna be fighting for their playoff life, and then you end that stretch with a back to back against Edmonton, a little bit closer, I think, but still. A good number of kilometers.
Yeah, I'm trying to get...
see if we can get the Calgary to Edmonton numbers.
So Las Vegas, about 800 miles from here, would be the difference between going from Las Vegas to about the middle of Oregon is the difference between between Winnipeg and Calgary. So yeah, very far. Not a short flight. Not as short as you would think, I should say. But their Golden Knights, Western Canada trip. No trip to Vancouver. That's later in the season. But yeah, and they've got two goalies now. They didn't have two goalies the last time we talked. Well, I guess they did. They had just gotten Leonard, but he hadn't played yet. And now he's been spectacular twice now, huh? Like, he had that shutout last night. He looked really good against the Sabres. Fleury, you know, shut out the Oilers last week, but, you know, slipped a little bit against the Kings. So we said a week ago that this was going to be the story, and it is the story. It's just kind of, what do they do with their goalies, man? They've got two of them.
Yeah, and certainly it hasn't made matters any clearer in these first four games since they've had two of them. Leonard's looked as good as he appeared on paper in these two games, like you said. And You know, Fleury did turn back the clock a little bit, I guess, so to speak, against the Oilers. Let in a couple early goals against the Kings and never really got up to snuff in that game. But I don't know. I don't feel like we've seen Leonard now, so that's exciting. But I don't feel like there's anything we can say any more definitively than we did a week ago. We thought they'd be playing about 50-50 down the stretch. Obviously, so far that's been the case. It looks like that's going to continue to be the case. I just don't really know where to go as far as what new we've learned. Leonard's really good. Fleury's still up and down, and they're going to split time the rest of the regular season, it looks like.
Yeah. When the trade came through, I had made a couple of tweets about Leonard being better than Fleury, and I still do believe that, and I don't think that that's because of the last four games. That'd be silly to draw or change your conclusion based off of four games, but I think people are starting to realize how good Robin Leonard is, and he plays such a different style than Fleury, and it's so much fun to see because Fleury, he moves around in the crease a lot. He's jumping back and forth between the posts. He's smaller than Leonard is, so he's always moving around to make saves. Leonard doesn't move. Like, he just kind of posts up in the crease and just stays there, and he's huge. So, like, it's I think a million different people have tweeted it, but you know that Geico commercial where they have the walrus in the net and they can't stop it?
I hadn't seen it on Twitter, so
that's kind of what it is. And you know, it's going to be fun. We're going to have an interesting piece coming out to LasVegasSun.com, kind of the Fleury versus Leonard debate from both sides of it. But it's going to be fun the rest of the year, and you know, it's kind of making up for when you've got two good goalies who are playing at the top of their game. Makes up for kind of a shorthanded team that the Golden Knights have right now.
Right, yeah, Fleury and Leonard, the big topic, because it's going to be the big topic the whole rest of the way. But yeah, to dive into some other personnel, I guess I've already had a couple people ask me this question. I'm like, why are you asking me? I have no idea. So now I'm glad I can transition it over to you. What's going on with Mark Stone? That's what everyone wants to know. If you're saying the beat-up Golden Knights, the Golden Knights not at full strength, you got to start at the top, and that's their best player, at least in my opinion. You know, on the mend, week to week with a lower body injury, and that's about all that I know.
Yeah, that's about all that any of us know. It was pretty clear from that first game, right after the Edmonton game at practice on Thursday. I guess it was morning skate Friday before the Buffalo game. Pete DeBoer walks into the press conference room. He's like, "Hey, I just want to announce Stone's going to miss tonight. He's day-to-day with an injury." And we kind of pressed him a little bit. And we're like, you know, is there worry that it's going to be long-term? Is it just day-to-day? And, you know, he waffled a little bit. And you could tell that Stone was hurt more than just, you know, kind of a load management type of just give him a rest kind of game. How hurt he is, we don't know. I mean, they said that there's no surgery needed, which is very good news. They said that they hope to have him back by the end of the regular season, which is also good news. But that means that we've got about 4 weeks. The playoffs start 5 weeks from today. So there isn't a whole lot of time. And if he is hurt, I mean, if they don't have Mark Stone going to the playoffs, they're in a lot of trouble for sure.
Yeah, you got to hope he's better by then. It's hard to speculate not knowing exactly what the case is, but it could also, if you want to take the optimistic view, maybe work out in their favor. If it is not that serious, and he just needs to, you know, fix a lingering issue, and the Golden Knights can keep it afloat, it'd be nice to have him fresh, you know, maybe play at the end of the season.
I mean, the Golden Knights are 8 points clear of the second wild card spot. So with 15 left, it would take a disaster for them to miss the postseason at this point. You know, winning the Pacific is important. Getting that home ice advantage, getting to play a wild card team in the first round instead of potentially, you know, Edmonton or whoever, and we'll talk about that later. But you want to win the Pacific, but it's not crucial to win the Pacific. So if it is just they're being abundantly cautious with Stone and we're like, hey, we're going to make sure that you are 100%, you know, I totally get that and I respect it, and it's probably what I would do too. Alex Tuck seems to be a little bit closer. He has been, yeah, call it an upgraded from week to week to day to day. Still haven't seen him on the ice, but he's starting to make his face seen a little bit more around the arena. So they obviously hope to have him back soon. And then Cody Glass, he was hurt in the American Hockey League, And we don't have an update on him yet, though yesterday DeBoer said that he hopes to get an update soon.
So. Right when he was about to come back, right? I think that might have been right after our last episode.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and they wish they had him right now. I mean, they're down two right wings with Stone and Tuck. So if they had Cody Glass, he'd probably be playing on that Pacioretty-Carlson line and could do some real damage. So they miss Cody Glass right now. They're missing three right-handed forwards right now on a team that doesn't really have that many right-handed shots. So... you know, they're winning without him, and as long as you can get him healthy for the playoffs, that's what matters.
Right. If the playoffs started today, the Golden Knights would be taking on the Canucks, another team that is really beaten up to the point where I think it's even more dire for them because they can't afford a loss or two, or they'll slip out. Obviously, right now that would be they'd be the wild card team taking on the one in the Pacific in Vegas. It's going to be a while before we see. Vancouver, as you alluded to, they're not touching the far west of the Western Canadian trip, but why don't we just go ahead and get into the week ahead and these three games. It's probably not in the Golden Knights' favor that the end of it, the game that's going to be the third and four nights and the back-to-back is at Edmonton, because that one certainly looks like, if you're going to circle one, that's the one to circle. As you said before we podcasted, the Oilers have kind of separated themselves. I gave the Golden Knights that five-game edge, but they actually have the five-game edge and the 2-3 in the Pacific. It looks like, and we've jumped all over the place. We've been different all year, but it looks like right now it's going to come down to Vegas and Edmonton in the Pacific, so Monday's game looms large.
Yep, you're definitely right. And right now we're looking at Winnipeg, who is this. So we have Winnipeg on Friday, Calgary on Sunday, Edmonton on Monday. And that's three playoff teams right now. Winnipeg's in the second wild card. Calgary's third in the Pacific. Edmonton is second in the Pacific. So all these teams are battling for points. Golden Knights have to play all three of them in four nights in three different cities. Just an unfortunate draw of the schedule. Whereas, I mean, you had said it, having to play the Oilers on that last game. The Oilers will play tomorrow, Thursday, and then Saturday, and then Monday. So they'll get a day off between all of their games. So they'll be a little bit more rested. Yeah, it's an unfortunate schedule draw for the Golden Knights. I mean, it's the second to last time this season that they'll have to play three times in four nights. But man, to have to do it against Calgary and Edmonton is brutal. Golden Knights only 2 points up on Edmonton, though the Oilers have a game in hand. So, yeah, I mean, everything that we said, this is going to be a crucial road trip. There's not an unimportant game left on the schedule, because then you're looking at Minnesota, who's fighting for a wild card spot, and Colorado, who's won seven in a row, and then Dallas, who's, you know, been playing good hockey all year, and then a desperate Arizona team, and then Detroit, and then Vancouver, and then Arizona, and then Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. Like, just everybody that they play except for the Red Wings this year is good and battling for the playoffs. So it's going to be tough. I don't think the Golden Knights are in any real danger of missing the playoffs, but I wouldn't sharpie them into the Pacific Division Championship just yet.
Yeah, still a ways to go to get to there. And, I mean, this could change a lot by the time, even Friday for their next game where they play at Winnipeg. I'll be honest, with this three-game stretch, that's the one that concerns me the least. I think Winnipeg is the other wild card right now. They are in the playoffs and, like you said, fighting for positioning. But I don't really buy this team at all. I think they've kind of overachieved all year from their expected goals and such. And having a three-day layoff here for the Golden Knights, I think they're going to start this road trip with a win. It gets a little sketchier to me than after that at Calgary and at Edmonton. I think if you split those two, you're happy with that. And if you lose two, you're kind of scrambling. And I'm kind of torn between which one I'm going with right now.
You say that they should beat Winnipeg, but have you considered Cody Eakin revenge game?
who did I say? I called out a revenge game last week. Oh, Colin Miller. The Colin Miller revenge game, we kind of said snidely last week.
He was angry. He threw some mad hits on.
Yeah, well, the Colin Miller revenge game scares me about four times as much as the Cody Eakin revenge game. I actually didn't see what happened, but the Jets blew some game late, I think, right after the Eakin trade sometime late last week, and I saw someone national, not even locally, like complaining, like, how is Cody Eakin get paid to play hockey or something like that? So I was like, oh, so it's I know the local fan base was, kind of down on him after a bad year, but it seems like he hasn't turned things around yet in Winnipeg either.
Yeah, sure doesn't sound that way. I don't don't think I'm as optimistic as you are about this road trip.
Oh.
And this is a team that's been playing. Yeah, I know. If we agree on everything, it's like, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I do agree. Like, they should be able to handle Winnipeg, but it's tough because Connor Hellebuck's been so good in net for them. And, you know, the Pro Hockey Writers Association doesn't vote on the Vezina Trophy. That goes to the general managers. But if I did have a vote for that one, I think I'd pick Hellebuck. He's been phenomenal. And he's like, we talk about it a lot with John Gibson, like just having to face an elite goalie, they can steal it for you. And Hellebuck's basically dragging this Jets team kicking and screaming into the playoffs. So I'm not, man, I don't know about predictions. I guess I'll try to postpone that as much as I can. And then to end the trip, I don't like them having to go to Edmonton on the third game in four nights. So I don't, you know, I don't think that they're going to beat the Oilers on Monday. You know, they could, they always could, hockey, whatever. But, you know, we make these predictions every week. It might depend on who the goalies are, honestly.
Yeah, that's like what I was going to get at. It's really a guessing game right now because it comes down so much to the goalies. If you told me Leonard was in net on Monday, I'd be more confident picking them. I don't know, though. If we go with our current flip-flop that we've seen for the first four games, that would be a Fleury game.
Yeah, it would be. And then we're looking at Calgary. Off the top of your head, do you know what the Golden Knights' all-time record in Calgary is? Four games.
I'm going to say 1-2-1.
They're 1-3.
Okay.
Minus 12 goal differential.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, I remember they've gotten just beaten down
just
twice.
Blasted, yeah. And a lot of that was Malcolm Subban was in net for at least two of those. So, and then what's funny is all-time, the Golden Knights have a plus 9 goal differential, which means they're plus 21 at home against the Flames. So, basically, Flames-Golden Knights games come down to where the game is. So, you know, I don't feel confident about the Golden Knights winning. Like, there's not one game that I can look at and go, yeah, they're going to win that game. Man, it would be straddling the fence too much to just say 1-1-1. I think they should beat Winnipeg. But you know what? I've been optimistic about them over the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to go pessimistic and say that they go 1-2 on this road trip.
All right. I like it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I should have mentioned that Hellebuck, you said, has stolen them some wins. I mean, he's stolen them wins all season. You look at everything else with this team, and it's just not been very good. I still am going with the whole goalies are voodoo theory, and it can turn flip at any moment. So maybe the Golden Knights are the one that beat him. They've certainly done it before, famously in the Western Conference Finals, obviously. So I'm going to say they win that one. And I'm going to be Mr. Optimistic today. I think we've talked through Edmonton, and especially without knowing who's in goal, I can't pick them to win that game. I think Calgary will be really tight. I'm still not just super enthused with Calgary. I'm going to say they find a way to get that one done too. So I'm going to go with 2-1, though. I think, we only kind of ended up mentioning it in passing, but all these injuries, I think, just cannot be underestimated, especially with Mark Stone at the top of the list. I think to expect the Golden Knights to keep up this pace they're on, where they've won 9 of 10 against better competition with, you know, all the guys you listed out, including Stone, that's asking for a lot. But I guess I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna say they win 2 of 3, but I have the loss at Edmonton, which is probably the one you want to win the most.
Yeah, I mean that sounds like we're just disagreeing on the outcome of the Calgary game. So but I mean that's big. I mean that's 2 points, and it's a big 2 points, and every game matters. But kind of does, doesn't it? At this point,
yeah.
At this point of the season, like, so they've got 14 games left. If they win 7 of those and lose 7 of them in regulation, so a 500 points percentage, that's 96 points. That's probably fine. Is it good enough to win the Pacific? Maybe. But I mean, if they can get to 100 points, that should do it. But I don't know. It's gonna be a lot of fun. This is my favorite time of the year, and I love it, and I can't wait for this weekend.
Makes sense. Before we get to the Shining Knight competition, we always like to escape the fortress. We've kind of already overlapped with this next game up, but I think they just deserve a little bit extra time since, like we said, it's coming down to these two teams. So I would just want you...
Hold up. Let me do the intro on this one.
Okay.
Folks, it is now time to discuss one of the existential crises affecting our league right now, and that is the threat of the Edmonton Oilers.
I didn't see where you're going with that, but I like it.
I mean, you said it. We've talked about him a lot, but I think it's time to talk to your kids about how to talk to your kids about the Oilers, because they've kind of been fun the last 2 years, right? Like, you get to see Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl come to town. They haven't been in contention for a playoff spot. It's fun to see them. If you win against them, great. If you lose to them, oh well. But we're looking at an Edmonton team that's on fire, and Leon Draisaitl has been unbelievable. Like, we talk about Connor McDavid all the time, but Leon Draisaitl has 25 points in his last 13 games. He has 9 points in his last 3 games. I mean, the dude is on fire. The Oilers have won now, what are we at? They've got points in 5 of their last 6, 7, 8, 9, 7 of their last 9. So they are surging, and they look like the biggest threat to the Golden Knights in the Pacific. Like, I'm not sold on Calgary. Vancouver is beat up. They lost Brock Besser. They lost Jacob Markstrom. But Edmonton looks like they're kind of getting everything together. And I don't want to face Edmonton in the playoffs if I'm the Golden Knights. Like, I'm not necessarily worried about Calgary or Vancouver. But this very well could be a second-round matchup, Vegas and Edmonton. And it could decide the Western Conference Final. And when it comes down to it, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl might be two of the 3 best players in hockey, and you got to face both of them. So they're terrifying right now, and I just kind of want to give them their due.
Yeah, so I guess you answered my question without me asking it. I just wanted to know, are you bought in on the Edmonton thing? Would you be surprised if they aren't hosting a home playoff series in the first round at this point?
I would be. They're 5 points up on third place, so they need to finish in first or second to host a playoff round, the first round. I think it's going to be either Vegas or Edmonton, but Edmonton, do they play tonight or tomorrow?
Edmonton does not play tonight. So, there's a big Pacific game elsewhere tonight, but
Arizona-Vancouver's
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is do or die for Arizona. If Arizona loses this game, we may as well cross them off.
You very well might be right about that. Edmonton plays at Chicago tomorrow, so let's just take a look at that one. If Edmonton wins, they will have 82 points with the same amount of games played as the Golden Knights, the same amount of points, and they'll have the regulation wins tiebreaker, which means the Oilers will be in first place. Like, the Golden Knights have not locked up the Pacific. The Oilers are right there. And yeah, I set up the alerts on my phone today for all Oilers, Flames, and Canucks games and Coyotes the rest of the season, just to kind of keep tabs on it. But This is the fun part of the season. This is why we like it.
Yeah, I really would like to go against you and say that I don't think the Oilers will be the one or the two, because I still am a little skeptical of them. But having that 5-point lead with, like you said, 15 games to go, and the Flames being the one hottest on their tail, I think I like the Oilers better than the Flames.
Vancouver's got 2 games in hand on them. So
yeah, but Vancouver's so beat up and falling. Yes. I mean, they're headed the opposite direction of Edmonton. If you want to talk about
4-5-1 in their last 10, Edmonton's 6-2-2.
Right, and lost 3 straight. You kind of get the other sense from Vancouver. So I think we're going to have to be in harmony on this one as well. I think Edmonton probably winds up the 2. I'm going to say Vegas, despite the injuries, despite the, you know, kind of tough schedule to end. I think Vegas will win the Pacific. I'm not going to go off that, which we've been saying all year, but I think Edmonton will end up being the 2. But I think that 2-3 series could be a fun one. I think that could go 7 games.
Battle of Alberta, yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. So let's look at the playoffs right now. If they started today, and of course they don't, Vegas would play Vancouver. Do you have any worry about Vegas getting past the Canucks?
Absolutely not.
So then you got Edmonton and Calgary. I personally don't think Calgary can hang with Edmonton for 7. So then you're looking at a Golden Knights Oilers. And I know that's a lot of presumption on my part, but man, that series would be a lot of fun, I think.
I'm not moving off it. Arizona wins tonight. I think they find a way to get in.
You're not done on the Coyotes yet.
No, I'm not done on the – if they lose tonight, I will – next week's podcast, we will have an intervention, and I'll have to be off the Coyotes, because I think – I haven't done that many because I was out of town. But I think I've spoke highly of the Coyotes like the last 4 podcasts I've been on. I'm still just kind of smitten with their talent. I think
they're done.
All right, so we'll see. I will have to admit Justin was absolutely right. If they lose tonight in Vancouver, I think they're going to win that game, though, and I think Arizona still finds a way into the playoffs. I don't worry about them, and I don't worry about any of these teams for the Golden Knights, to be honest. I just I think the Golden Knights are going to at least the Western Conference Finals. I know
they have such a good path to get to the Western
Conference. You've made a great argument for Edmonton, and I think you've almost convinced me that I should be scared of Edmonton if I'm a Vegas fan.
My argument came down to they've got two really good players.
But not quite. I think Vegas wins two rounds no matter how it shakes out.
I was on the radio the other day, and they asked me, over under Golden Knights losses in the first two rounds, 3.5. Which one would you take?
Oof, only 3.5. I still think I'd have to take over. And I felt like I was real optimistic on Vegas. I think that's a bad line. So that means
I took the over two. Plus, yeah, it saved me the chance. It saved me an upset.
Yeah, I think 4.5 might have been a better number. We're both pretty high on Vegas. Bottom line, we'll see how the rest of the Pacific shakes out. The only real disagreement we have is I'm still higher on Arizona. But let's get to some more head-to-head, some face-off here.
Like, I don't like this one as
the
much.
The Shining Knight. How do you not like it? You're up like 9-4 or something still. Or what is it? Did I cut it to
8-5? It is 9-4. It's 9-5 now that you picked up a win. You had William Karlsson this week. I had Nick Cousins. Nick Cousins had a goal and an assist. He scored in his debut. He had an assist. Karlsson had two goals and two assists in that, or a goal and three assists, two goals, and he had 4 points in that span. William Karlsson has been playing awesome. So, yeah, you got that one.
Yeah, Karlsson, it will be a very good sign for the Golden Knights, and maybe they will just hit that under if he keeps up at this pace and they get healthier. You got to be enthusiastic to see him heading in the right direction going into the playoffs if you're a Golden Knights fan. I think I get the first pick this week, too. Can I see who I've taken?
Yeah, you've used Karlsson, Marchessault, Smith, and Stone. I've used Cousins, Karlsson, Pacioretty, and Theodore. So you have...
That's exactly what I wanted to see, because I think it's an obvious pick right now, especially...
Well, it who I think you're going, it depends. There's three games, and that's the span for this one. What if Robin Lehner only plays one of those games?
No. I wasn't going goalie. I was going. I just think I got to start taking the best players. And since Stone is out, I think the best player on the roster is Max Pacioretty.
Yeah,
he's been the best this year. I think
I
got to go with
him.
Last
night about how he's been the team MVP, and yeah, he's been phenomenal. And I wish I haven't used him already.
Yeah, I just like there's no more getting cute for me. There's no more trying to save this guy for another week. I think I could just go with the best guy. So I got to go with Pacioretty this week.
Only 5 weeks left. I don't know how many pods. Okay, so let's see. Who am I going to use? The goalie thing, I would absolutely pick Robin Lehner if I knew he was playing two out of these three games, but I don't. I think he will. I think they'll double him up against Winnipeg, play Fleury against Calgary, and then Lehner again on Edmonton. That's what I would do anyway. Who am I going to use? Let's go with... I've already used Karlsson and Pacioretty, so no worries crossing over the lines. I'm going to go with... I think Jonathan Marchessault is due for a couple of big games. So I'm going to go with Marchessault this week. Kind of a heavyweight matchup between Marchessault and Pacioretty for the Shining Knight. You know, there's only 5 weeks left. You're down by four. So what a comeback this would be.
Yeah, this could be good.
If
Pacioretty versus Marchessault.
9-4 lead in the playoffs.
This would be a good one, though. Pacioretty versus Marchessault. Hey, we both think the Golden Knights are going far, too. So this could... We'll probably reset the players, but we'll do it again. We did last year, at least we reset. We'll probably reset again and see how it goes in the playoffs. I hope you're right. If I'm a Golden Knights fan and they play Lehner two of these three, I still haven't seen enough. I think I'm going to disagree here too. I think they go Fleury two and Lehner one in these next three games.
I think you might be right. That's the rotation right now, right?
Yeah.
Lehner played last game. So Fleury's due for two of the three, but, yeah,
you're around the team way more, but I still feel like there's a sense of a little bit walking on eggshells and not wanting to discourage Fleury, I just feel like they'll give him two of the three.
Yeah,
but.
You're probably right. I would play the goalie coming out of the shutout, but Fleury also had a shutout last week, and they went to Lehner the next game, so we'll see.
But we didn't pick goalies anyway, but just an interesting aside.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to watch all year. It was our big topic, seeing how they're going to deploy these guys. And I know next week we'll be back and we'll talk about how they did it and how they fared. Something to keep an eye on all year. Lehner, Fleury, and for this week, Max Pacioretty versus Jonathan Marchessault, the Western Canadian swing. Some interesting games. I think better slate than last week. We'll be excited to come back and talk to you next week. For Justin, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Vegas Golden Podcast.